following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. We knew Protection One was for us.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 866-729-9045 for details. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. 866-729-9045.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda along with Damon Day on this Tuesday. And we have got a regular Tuesday program with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Oh, no. Sometimes you just read a headline when you walk in here and go, what? But we will also be talking with Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, UNK and Hastings College football, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. What's up, man? How you feeling?
I feel great.
You're coming off a big weekend, the Guy Murray golf tournament, which
was a success.
Fundraiser for the baseball squad, and we had a decent day for that.
It was a very nice day. We lucked out, definitely ordered up that day the perfect way. And so it was a real nice event. Got to get some alums and some community supporters out. So it was definitely a good overall weekend. I was a little under the weather. But as any true gamer, I persevered.
You shot up.
Mental toughness. Mental toughness personified. A little under the weather. But I was there ready to roll, so it was a great weekend.
That's why I'm wearing my mask today. So
I got enough antibiotics probably in me to kill a small farm animal, so I think you'll be safe.
How about these Houston Texans? They got a few things in them, too. Rookie Sam Montgomery, Sierra Wood, and Willie Jefferson thought it'd be a good idea to smoke it up at Kansas City this weekend. Now they're no longer on the team making a check.
Is this Sierra Wood from Notre Dame?
I don't know.
I think he is. Great job, Irish.
Could be.
I think he is. Well, so what? They got caught. They got caught using drugs in Kansas City on the team charter.
Were inactive Sunday. They said violating team rules. Players were smoking a cigar in the team hotel, and that illegal drugs were not involved, according to one of the agents.
Sure. It was just cigars. Oh, that's interesting to see an NFL team come down like that. Obviously, they're trying to, Kubiak's trying to save his job by showing that he still has control. So he's going to make a scapegoat out of these three guys that weren't even active for the weekend, but he's going to show the ownership that he's still, because, man, if there's a guy that's been beat up this year exponentially, it is Gary Kubiak and the lack of success by the Texans moving forward. So I do think Sierra Wood was a Notre Dame. He was a Notre Dame guy. So hats off to you, Fighting Irish. So,
yeah, well, that's just the way it goes, man. Just chilling, man. Just getting ready for the game.
Smoking a cigar.
Just kicking it. Yeah. Just, can't you tell? It's a cigar, man. Just a, that's all there is. Just,
yeah.
Just a cigar, man.
I don't understand the whole culture of the NFL.
I'm not going to let that go any farther because I'm not sure how censored that version is. So there you go.
Even last night, if you had to watch last night's game, it was absolutely brutal. And Colin Cowherd made it point, still 9 point something viewing and everybody watched and this and that. But
fantasy and gambling, that's why people
watched. Well, yeah, exactly.
And there was nothing else on, sports-wise.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone was, hoping that their 5 point lead in fantasy was going to hold up whoever had Knicks or Cruz. But I was very stunned at, Freeman couldn't win in Tampa Bay. So at what point, and you know what I always say is that's that coaching God complex. There's those coaches who are like, I can make anybody good. Belichick has that complex, but fortunately for New England, they've made it work most of the time. But what is Leslie Frazier and the Minnesota Vikings looking at after all the issues Freeman's had? What, Freeman hasn't won a game in his last 18, or he's like 1-9 in his last 10 starts or something like that. I mean, something ridiculous. But Leslie Frazier and Musgrave, his offensive coordinator, were like, hey, I'm going to start a guy, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw it 52 times with Adrian Peterson in my backfield.
Mike Leach. That's what he was doing there, man.
Well,
calling plays.
I was just flabbergasted by that last evening. I was just like, really?
The bottom line, Damon, it was horrid.
Oh, it was. I'm not even a football connoisseur, and that was painful.
Here's the deal. I've got the idea. The problem is one of them has already been there. You got Jacksonville and San Francisco going to London for another NFL game this Sunday. Minnesota's already been there. Why don't you send the Giants over with them and just leave them there? Jacksonville, Minnesota, and the Giants, and just leave them in London. That'll solve your problem. Those guys over there in London, the English, they don't know what's going on with American football anyway, so it looks good and fun to them. Keep them!
You're just going to play a six-week round robin against each other. No, I understand trying to do the brand and everything and expand it, but we're sending Jacksonville over as our representative of American football right now. So very interesting. I was interested to get your take on moving, segueing, not a smooth transition, but sanctions on Miami came out this morning.
I'm like everybody else. Okay. It's over. Let's move on.
Here nor there.
Well, when it comes to these sanctions, Damon, and I don't know, this is me as a regular sports fan and a guy that has to listen about it. When it comes up nationally, then you're sitting here in the studio and you have to listen to it all the time on the radio. You have to listen to it on every show. You have to listen to it on television. And it quickly gets beaten to death and you're tired of hearing it. This Miami thing was supposed to have been taken care of a couple of years ago, and it wasn't. The NCAA didn't know what to do, and it was just like they said moments ago, Danny Cannell, NCAA had to do something to get this put to bed, so this is what they did. There is no rhyme or reason, and this is what irritates people, there's no rhyme or reason by the penalties that are enforced from school to school. And I don't know how you determine the level of cheating. If a Reggie Bush was getting paid to go to USC, and then you got the Ohio State players that were trading goods for tattoos, my problem is, and then you got Penn State, and then you got Miami, and you can go on and on and on. The severest penalty needs to come to the school that is cheating to get these players to play football for them. At Ohio State, those kids were already there. All right? They're in the middle of all this. They're in the middle of all this. Reggie Bush, I mean, he didn't become less of a football player because he got some money or his parents got a house. The revocation of the Heisman Trophy is a joke. What's going on at Penn State has been beaten to death on this show. That's just wrong. It's wrong. The school, the players, the program, that wasn't their deal. Some of these other schools are. Miami, you had at least one boost. Everybody knew it was going on. You just had to find somebody to fess up to it and prove it. It's been going on for years, and you could bust a lot of schools for what Miami got busted for. It's just that at Miami, it was a little more glamorous with the money and being on a yacht and, you know, let's face it.
South Beach.
I mean, seriously, Damon, that's what they do there. Okay, so you take a Nebraska kid or a South Dakota kid, you take them hunting. You take them on an elk hunt. How much does it cost to go to Alaska and elk and hunt a bear or whatever you want to do, or catch some fish or go out on a boat? A little more expensive than just walking on some millionaire's yacht. I think it goes on everywhere. And I guess maybe that's – so I'm not surprised. It's over at Miami. Three scholarships, blah, blah, blah. Let's move on.
I think it goes to show you just how far the NCAA has fallen over the last 5 to 10 years. I think it really started with Miles Brand's leadership, you know, because Miles Brand's got the NCAA head job for taking down Bobby Knight. Let's face it. He was the president at IU. He was the guy that said, I'm going to take down Bobby Knight. And it really started with him. And now it's gone to Mark Emmert. But I really think it goes to just show you, unfortunately, the predicament that the NCAA has put themselves in because they've really lost all power over the schools. The NCAA used to call the shots to the schools, but right now the schools have become so powerful, especially because of football, that the schools don't really need to listen to the NCAA anymore.
Well, you think the football players are the only ones that get treated like this?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I think it's I find it just amazing that, you know, I remember when I first got to the NCAA 10 years ago. There was a reverence. I mean, they brought...
Uh-oh, there's your NCAA
alarm. There's my
alarm
NCAA alarm going off.
That wasn't even your phone.
But you know what I mean? It's like 10 years ago, there was a reverence. We actually, you know, the NCAA would toted out Miles Brand to come and speak at UNK. Mm-hmm. But just in the last 10 years, the NCAA, unfortunately, all their power has evaporated. You have conference commissioners and conference and presidents of powerhouse schools calling all the shots, threatening to leave the NCAA if you don't do something about football, if you don't let us pay players, if you don't let us, you know. So within the NCAA, there's this huge gamut strife. You know, no one can really agree on anything, and then all of a sudden they're going to come down and be the hand of God and say, this is for amateurization and for the good of sport, we're going to do this. Oh, by the way, you just lost, you're going to lose another lawsuit here shortly with the whole EA Sports thing. Hey, when your partner's in this deal, settle, and you don't, it does not look good that you won't be. So I found that, you know, their whole punishment has locked punch. They're already starting to retract Penn State. I'm waiting to see what the next retraction is. Is it going to be they can go to the bowl games next year? What's next? They already started to institute some give back to Penn State. So I just found it more interesting of just how much punch the NCAA has truly lost over the last 5 years with the handing down of the Miami.
They do or do not need a Roger Goodell, a one-person judge-jury system for the NCAA. They do or do not, because I think there's a lot of different hands with a lot of different causes and a lot of different interests when you get on these, you know, you put together a panel to investigate Miami, you put together a panel to investigate. Does the NCAA need a dictator, a one-person rule?
No, I do not think so. I think honestly, and this is my own personal opinion, and I'm going to get... I think it just comes down to self-rule by the schools. I know you can disagree with me on it, but
they don't do it.
Right. I'm just saying that, you know, it would be one of those things to where, you know, if Auburn thought that Cam Newton took money, then Auburn needs to punish Cam Newton.
But they didn't.
Okay. So that's on Auburn to live with the rest of the time. And I know that, I mean, I know that's perfect world. I know that's naive, but there is no one entity that can cover all, what is it, 110
I thought just the little hair I had stood up right there.
So I don't think that there's an entity out there. I don't think there is a judge, jury. I don't think that there's not one guy can do that. Not, I mean, the NCAA was best set up to do it, but then they lost the power to do it. So I don't think that.
How many schools do you think the NCAA even has to pay attention to at any level?
At any level?
How? Well, what's the number you would say that the NCAA, the number of schools that, for lack of a better term, cheating would help?
I think my model would take care of 3/4 of the schools, but what you're talking about, the top 50, 45 to 50, you know, and actually you probably just break it down even not to 45 or 50. I think you'd probably have to just say conference-wise. You're almost better to get a Big 12 investigator who just is going to handle Big 12 schools. Yeah. You'd be better off just to get a Big 10 and let the conferences kind of handle it more so, because they would have more of an inside track of who do you go talk to and things like that. So, yeah, I agree with that. 40 to 45 schools probably are the ones that really need to be looked after.
If Mississippi or Kentucky football or Kansas – or Minnesota, if they're cheating, they're going to get caught, because it's going to be very, very obvious. You talk about USC, Florida, Notre Dame, Texas, Nebraska, Penn State, Wisconsin, Ohio State. It's a lot tougher to catch some of, you know, UCLA, USC, Oregon. It's going to be a lot tougher to see, because they've had success. The schools that are going to get caught, for the most part. I mean, do you get what I'm saying? I mean, you can. Oh, wait a minute. What's going on at Mississippi? This is going to take me 1 week to figure out what's going on at Mississippi.
Why is Beasley at Kansas State?
Yeah, duh.
Why is Beasley?
How did this happen?
And why did Coach Martin leave all of a sudden?
Yeah.
So I know schools sometimes out themselves without even realizing it, because you get such an over the top talent. But I don't think there's a good answer. I don't think that there's a good answer for the benefits, or, you know, I mean, it's the old, if someone really wants to do something, if someone truly wants to break the law, you can't really stop them. And really,
catch them.
Yeah.
And punish them.
But I think that the NCAA hasn't done a good enough job of catching everybody.
Oh.
So the gamble is worth it. I mean, look at the Cam Newton case.
Well, that's what I said about Nebraska basketball for years. Where are they going anyway? You know, 4 years, 4 years of sanctions ain't going to hurt anything. I mean, they're not going anywhere. They haven't been to a tournament.
I think,
you know, it's not like they're missing out on anything.
4 year ban.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, you got a program that doesn't have anything to lose like that, and you can pick basketball, football, baseball, whatever. I mean, I don't think you can go much deeper than that. It's pretty
baseball sanction. Baseball. I mean, most violations that happen in baseball are over practice issues.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to illegally recruit, because if those kids are good, they're going pro.
Right, that's what I mean. Is basically the baseball sanctions are either over practicing, practice time, and then your players working with agents or family advisors, the guys who have gotten drafted. That's where you run into those. They had an agent, they didn't have an agent, you know. But it's funny how, I shouldn't say funny, but it's amazing how the NCAA still has an iron fist with a baseball, for example, and keeping guys from getting agents and advisors and things like that in the draft, but then they failed so miserably in football at it. So it's like they still have power in some sports, and I think for the most part, since the Fab Five thing came out, the NCAA has done a pretty good job of keeping basketball under wraps. I shouldn't say under wraps, but under much better control. I think where they've lost control is on the football side of things, because football has blown up and has gotten so big. And unfortunately, or fortunately, in basketball, you can't go rogue. The football schools can't just pull, or the basketball schools can't just pull out and say, hey, we're just going to have a tournament by ourselves, because they need Montana State. They need Gonzaga. They need Butler. They need the other 60 schools.
Don't you think it's easier for a basketball program to bounce back than a football program? I mean, when you're talking football, you need multiple players with depth. And when you're talking basketball, even if they yank some scholarships, even if you're, I mean, if you're a big time school, you can bring these kids in for one and done and have a heck of a year. I mean, let's face it, Kentucky wins a national championship, they lose everybody, then they go whatever it was, 20-15, and then they come back the next year and they're ranked number one in the country. It's a lot easier to recover.
One player can make a bigger difference on a hooped seam than it can in a football.
Wish we had one. Let's do our Midtown Mark Cooler question, then get into the break here. Tony Harper from Hastings College is going to join us. Daryl Moores, they're having practice this morning, so we're going to have him a little bit later on in the hour, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Midtown Mart of Hastings is home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, and your Midtown Mart Cooler question was, which was the most surprising upset in the SEC over the weekend? 38% of you took Mississippi beating LSU, 19% had Auburn beating A&M, Tennessee beating South Carolina, and then 12% had Vanderbilt beating Georgia and Missouri beating Florida. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, as the World Series begins tomorrow, which team will win the World Series? And then we give you kind of a choice of games, Cardinals or Red Sox. Will they do it in 4 or 5, 6 or 7? It's time for the official Damon Day World Series prediction. The two teams that actually had the best records in baseball, I think, has been underplayed here. They made it. This is a rarity. They had the best regular season. They're going to play each other in the World Series. Who you got?
I got the Cardinals in 6 or 7. Maybe 5. I got the Cardinals.
I think it's so hard to clinch on the road, even though it happens from time to time. I hate this whole beard thing, by the way, with the Boston Red Sox. It's so overplayed. I mean, there's a lot of the fun things, you know, the rally monkey and all that crap we had years ago. The beard thing is just hasn't caught on for me. I think it's stupid. It's fine for them, and if Boston wants to go with it, fine. I'm going to take the NCAA calling. I am going to take God, I had the way St. Louis handled the Dodgers. My deep down in here where I'm really hungry right now, it says Boston. But I'm going to take St. Louis, and I'm going to take St. Louis in 7.
Okay.
St. Louis in 7.
I wouldn't be stunned.
Which means they do have to win in Boston.
I wouldn't be stunned if it's St. Louis in 5. I just think that St. Louis has the pitching. If you look at, I mean, Detroit's just got to be furious that they let 2 swings of the bat take them out of the World Series. That's the thing that I love watching Boston play because they do it right. And if you don't like Dustin Pedroia as a baseball fan and the way that he gets after it and plays the game, then, you know, for me, that's, I'm excited to get to continue to watch him play. But I just think that Detroit outplayed Boston in their series. Except for, and that's what's great about baseball, 1 or 2 swings here or there and 1 or 2 defensive plays had such a big change. And so I just really think that St. Louis was
just so clutch. So clutch.
That's not clutch.
It was luck.
That was a hanging breaking ball that was hit 319 feet. That ball
landed on top of the fence.
That ball doesn't even leave Memorial Field.
No. The two Grand Slam home runs. One hits the top of the Green Monster, and the other goes over a 3-foot fence. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, vote on it anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Talk with Tony Harper of Hastings College, Daryl Morris from UNK, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Hi, it's The Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin, Stamps.com. And
it's another busy week of high school sports on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It begins Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9 with volleyball from St. Paul as the Wildcats take on Kearney Catholic. Our football Thursday on ESPN 1550, Thayer Central's at St. Cecilia, St. Paul's at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS, and Gothenburg's at Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. Friday 98.9 has Kennesaw at Axtell, North Platte at Kearney on ESPN 1460, and Friday night Holdridge is at Hastings on 1230 KHAS.
With partial sunshine and some cloudiness today, we'll see an isolated shower sprinkle possible with a high of 56 with northwest winds 10 to 20. Tonight, with variably cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealer broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram rolling through the month of October. You know what? If you're getting towards the end of the year, you're always thinking about shuffling some cash around maybe a little bit before the end of the year, or maybe you're going to do a special gift for someone in your family, whether it be husband, wife, or a kid, new, pre-owned. It's never too early to be thinking about picking up that big bow that you can put around a brand new Silverado like the coach drives, a Chevy Silverado, up to $8,600 off from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue. And don't forget, you'll like them on Facebook at thinkmidway.com. You can like them on Facebook. They're giving away tickets to a variety of things. Of course, they're going to have the PBR later this year. They've got Storm Hockey that they're a big fan of, and they'll give you some oil changes. Great deals on service work as well. And if you do need that oil change in and out in 30 minutes, call for an appointment today. Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. The complete inventory is online at the all-new thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Well, the Hastings College football team is getting ready for a bye week, and then they'll go to Northwestern of Iowa next Saturday. And joining us, as he does every Tuesday, the head football coach at Hastings College, Tony Harper. Coach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you. As always, is the bye week at the right time, or is there ever a right time for a bye week?
You know, usually I'd say there's never really a right time, but right now with where we're at, this has fallen in the perfect place within this season, just trying to get some of these guys healthy and do some different things like that. So this is a big week for us, probably bigger than any week we've had all this season, to be honest with you.
Coach, what's the mentality, or what's the, I guess, point that you're driving home to the team as you come into the home stretch here with most goals, I'm sure, scratched out by now? You have to have new goals. So what are the coaches telling the kids? Because you keep telling us every week that they continue to fight out on the football field and that they have not packed it in. So what's the new set of goals here for the final month?
You know what, we told the guys on Sunday at the team meeting, and we'll tell them again all this week, and this will be the same message throughout the rest of the season, that we're proud that they're fighting through everything that they're going through right now, but we told them to stay the course. And, you know, a lot of coaches will say, hey, stay the course or do this or do that, but they never say what the course is. And what we told the guys on Sunday, the course is to get better every day, and the course is to finish everything that you start. Don't start packing anything in. Don't start looking forward to the off season or getting healthy or getting bigger, faster, stronger, or different things like that. The course is to finish. You know, we're getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer. Unfortunately, some things haven't bounced our way, but we've told the guys, finish. Everything you've got to do right now is you got to finish, whether it's on the football field or in the classroom. That's what we're banging into their heads. We're not talking Northwestern or anybody else that's on our season or on our schedule. We're talking about finishing the task at hand.
Coach, it's Damon Day here, and as you get into the bye week, what are one or two or maybe three things that you're really focused on from a on-the-field standpoint? It sounds like you got the attitude where it needs to be. What are some things on the field that you're really going to focus in on this week and try to get remedied for that second half of the season?
Specifically, what we're going to try and do from a special team standpoint is we're going to really work on our coverage unit, work on squeezing down on the return man. Midland last week had a couple big returns against us. So we're going to really work on squeezing our lanes and understanding lane integrity offensively, because we've had to shuffle a lot of guys around. You know, we're going to really focus on, for example, Nate Arlt, who should be our starting receiver, but due to injuries and everything, he's our starting tailback. We're going to really focus on him understanding the real ins and outs of that position. We got a couple other receivers that we've had to move around as well, so we're going to really focus on that because we got some time, you know, to focus on ourselves offensively. So that's what we're going to work on with that. Defensively, we're really going to focus on tackling. We're going to really focus on our route coverages and banging the three and doing some different things like that. So specifically in those three phases, that's what we're really working on this week. We're going to do a lot of individual preparation, a lot of position specific drills to just basically reinforce everything that we put in during two-a-days. And now we got a couple days that we can really focus on ourselves instead of really focusing on who we got coming up this Saturday or next Saturday.
Coach, you know, if Division I school has a bye week, there's talk about recruiting. Is that part of what you guys are doing right now, or is it more about focusing on this year's team?
I think good programs can go out and do both of them at the same time, and we are doing both. We will start going out. We go today. We gave the guys yesterday off. We sat down as a coach staff, really focused on our recruiting and our recruiting areas and names. Today we'll have an early afternoon practice. Tomorrow we'll have another practice. Thursday morning we'll go at 6 a.m. And the rest of us coaches, as soon as that practice is over with, we'll get on the road and start beating the bushes. We will get out on the road for a couple reasons. One, we got to get our faces out there. We want to be one of the first ones in and the last ones out, so we're going to do that. Number two, it's a great opportunity for us to get out here, whether it's within this area or east or west of Nebraska. We can get out and watch games because that's the biggest thing for us, so the guys can see us out there, and the coaches and the players will know, hey, these guys are going through a tough season, but by golly, they're still out recruiting and doing what's needed to do to get better. So we're doing it both this week.
Talk with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Coach, you mentioned a couple of things from last week, including kick returns, but obviously the glaring stat again for me is the turnovers, and that seemed to have been a spot early in the year that wasn't as big a problem as it is now. Is a lot of that injury-related, the team you're playing, or just young mistakes?
You know, I was talking to Mike Will after the game, and he brought up the point, well, is it the injury thing? And that directly goes into the young guys having to fill roles that, you know, maybe you're maybe not they're ready for at this point in time in their careers. And what I told Mike was, you know what, this is week 7 or 8 of the season for us. We've been in camp since August 13th. We don't want to use that as an excuse. But I think what happened with the turnovers on Saturday, we forced the issue. We were starting to kind of put our finger on that button and say, we got to make a play instead of playing within the system. And that's what we're going to continue to work on. You know, we got young guys, and there's a lot of other teams that have young guys that maybe or may not be making these type of mistakes. And we got to continue, if they're young, get them in and watch extra film. If they're old, be really specific on, you know, why they're making these mistakes. And we got a great assistant coaching staff here, and they'll do a great job with that.
Tony, finally, you mentioned Nate Arlt. Again, you guys did put up 35 points on Saturday, and we always seem to have maybe a new name that we can throw out there this week. Austin Curley did some good things.
And I think it's a credit to Joe Holtzko, our offensive coordinator, and the rest of that offensive staff realizing, hey, you know, we're down a few guys. You know, we haven't had Trevor Bowen, who's an all-conference receiver for us, for about 4 weeks now. So let's move some guys around and get him into some different positions. We put Curley on the play side of a lot of things, and it got him involved a lot earlier. You know, Nate's a guy that we were moving all over the place, and he's doing a great job. I mean, whether it's carrying the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield, being a slot receiver, or blocking a punt. I mean, they got another one. We blocked another one this past week. Nate's just kind of all over the field, and I think that moves some other guys around, like, for example, Clayton Dean, who had to play on the backside of some things, caught a big touchdown catch for us on Saturday. They got us within 6 points there. halfway through the third quarter. So it's a credit to those guys on offense that they're moving those guys around and getting them in position to make plays. And this week should be a great week to even make those performances better, hopefully next week.
All right, Tony, we'll let you get back to work. Hopefully some good practices and good luck out on the road. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
That's Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Damon Day, on this Tuesday. As they're going through a rough patch, and the next game is going to be against 23rd-ranked Northwestern. I think they got a shot against Dort, which will be their home finale a couple of weeks down the road, and then they wrap things up with Nebraska Wesleyan, and that one always seems to be the tussle, no matter. And I don't know why, because Hastings never claims that Nebraska Wesleyan is their true rival. It's Doan, but that Wesleyan Hastings thing has been just a low-scoring, brutal MMA type of fight here the last few years, but that's what they've got left on their schedule.
I don't know all the GPEC rivalry by any means, but I do find it interesting that Hastings doesn't play Doan to end every season.
Well, schedule makers.
Schedule makers.
Schedule makers.
Schedule makers.
We'll take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Daryl Morris talking UNK football, coming off a win this last Saturday. Stay with us.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. Whether it's a date on your calendar, like a birthday or anniversary, or just because, why don't you try to brighten somebody's day with roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. I always send my wife roses, and when I do, it's 1-800-Flowers.com. Of course, I do it on her birthday and the anniversary, but the best reaction I get is when I send roses just because. Because she let me watch pro football on Sunday or college football on Saturday. Just because you're a great mom and a great friend. She's blown away every time. Makes her smile. And since 1-800-Flowers.com wants to help you deliver a smile, they've created this special offer. Order a dozen fresh, stunning roses and receive another dozen and a vase for free. All just $29.99. That's half off the original cost. A full bouquet of 24 roses and a vase, $29.99. You can't beat this offer. Don't wait. Send a smile today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, desktop or mobile device. Both work. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's the radio code. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With partial sunshine and some cloudiness today, we'll see an isolated shower sprinkle possible with a high of 56 with northwest winds 10 to 20. Tonight, with variably cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Whether you're at home, whether you're at work, hope you're comfortable. And if you're not, you might want to invest in some furniture from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Bruce Furniture is just right for you. They do more with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, free haul away. That's right. Not only do they bring it, they don't just show up at the door, toss the mattress in the corner, and then go back to the store. No. They come in, they take the old bed down, they set up the new bed. Then if you want the old bed taken to the dump, taken to the auction, taken to your kid's apartment, they'll do that for you as well. As long as it's not in Eugene, Oregon, they will do that. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, brucefurniture.com is there for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, they've been doing it for 36 years, competing with the big chains and making sure that they have quantity buying and freight charges so you'll always get the low price at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Getting to a couple of other sports notes here, and then we're going to talk with Daryl Morris at UNK. The UNK football game next week, November 2nd, Central Missouri, 12 o'clock, has been kicked off. Huskers play at 2:30 that week, so just so you know that from Northwestern. That was announced yesterday. By the way, this was one of those things that got passed around here at work last week. There was some confusion, and I'll ask you this, because then I got an email just yesterday with the same question. If I say, I will see you next Wednesday, when is that?
Today?
Today is the 22nd of October. When's next Wednesday?
Tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow is this Wednesday. Next Wednesday is the 30th. This Wednesday is tomorrow. See, I don't know if that's a... Well, an that era that you grew up in, if that's a part of the country that you grew up in, but it actually became a debate. And I don't know. I mean, the way I grew up is, hey, what are you doing this Sunday? What are you doing next Sunday? Well, next Sunday is November. This Sunday is the 27th.
That's beyond my, yeah, I don't know.
That hurt?
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts the brain a little bit.
Well, it does confuse people when they don't show up for an appointment or you're talking about schedules or things like that. Hey, I'll stop by and see you Thursday, next Thursday. I'll stop by and see you next Thursday.
Well, I went to school in Chicago, but I was from rural Indiana.
Right.
So I used to say dad.
Yeah?
Not my dad. I used to just say dad. And all the guys in Chicago would just look at me like, what are you talking? It's your dad. It's not our dad. And you know what I mean? So that was one of those... Exactly. I don't know how. I don't.
Oh man!
Because people in Nebraska don't say, people from rural areas don't say my dad. They just assume it's dad, and you know whose dad you're talking about, or mom, right?
Yeah. What do you call your mom? Mom, mother, ma,
mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pops. Now that he's a grandpa, pops. It used to be dad, sir.
How about married people that call each other mom and dad?
That's weird. That's weird.
My grandparents do that.
Yeah, that is weird.
Dad, yeah. Dad, somebody's at the door, Dad.
Yeah, that I don't.
Hey, Mom, what's for breakfast?
Yeah, we've went totally.
We've digressed. Boy, have we hit some, we've talked some good sports and then just a couple of pockets of craziness here. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every Tuesday we talk with Tony Harper and Daryl Morris. Coach Harper up first today, and Coach Morris just coming off the practice field joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daryl, how'd it go? How are you?
Well, guys, number one, I don't know if I want to sit here and listen to you guys deface the institution of Grandma and Grandpa now. I mean, I thought this was supposed to be a family show and a good all-American kind of thing, but practice went well.
You go home and you say...
I call my wife. When I refer to my wife to my daughter, I will say Mom. So you guys just insulted me anyway.
No,
all right.
That could be your mom.
There was no insult. We were just discussing the finer points of American living and from depending upon what segment of the country you are from.
Okay, there you go.
We never know what to do with the communist Damon Day in here anyway. So there you go. Obviously, Daryl, we've been waiting to get to this point of the season, and I assume spirits are a little bit better.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have any more nationally ranked teams on our schedule, but we still got some good football teams, and this one this week against Southwest Baptist will be another one, but we played well enough to win against Lincoln University, and, I thought Tyler McCann did a nice job managing our offense for us, ran for a couple touchdowns. So you got to tip your hat to a kid that hadn't played in the game in 3 years and comes in and does that kind of stuff.
Who's responsible for getting these guys ready?
That's Andy Siegel, our offensive coordinator. I mean, and he just keeps rolling them out, you know, like an assembly line. So, you know, I do feel bad for Coach Siegel, to be honest with you. I mean, I had Coach Martin here for 7 years, and he basically used three different quarterbacks the entire time he was here, and we've used, you know, a dozen of them in a year and a half. So it's been unfortunate for us, but you got to admire the job that Coach Siegel's done in getting these kids ready to play every week.
Yeah, this year ain't over yet.
No, it's not over yet. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, Luke McNitt practiced some today, so his leg looks like it's coming around pretty well. So I don't know who we're going to start this week, but, you know, we'll at least have two healthy bodies, I think, anyway.
Coach, I know the injuries have been a freak thing, but is it as much a freak thing as it is just the level of how much more physical the game is in the MIAA with all the injuries? Is it more freak, or is it more just the level of play?
Well, I think at the quarterback position, having had that, that's kind of freaky. I mean, that you can coach a long time and never have that happen to you. I just told somebody just yesterday, you know, we had a kid that started 42 games in a row for us at quarterback and never missed a snap. So that's been a little bit freaky. The other injuries is a level of competition. And I've said this before on this show, the MIAA, as is the SEC, look at the University of Georgia and the problems they're now having. They played a hellacious schedule early and got beat up, and now they're struggling to beat people that they would probably normally beat. This is a depth league, and you got to have depth because people are going to get hurt. The collisions are harder, they're faster, and things break.
We're talking with Daryl Morse, head football coach at UNK. We always talk about offense and defense and in covering football here the last few years, more and more and more. A coach always will say, don't forget special teams, and that basically was one of the reasons you won the football game.
Well, it is. You know, they struggled, had some misfortunes that happened to them in their kickoff return game. I mean, they had a kid back there that they wanted to handle the football, and I think some of the communication lapses that they had between himself and the other return guy led to some balls laying on the ground. Now, having said that, we had kids that were hustling. We had kids that were giving great effort and were able to get down the field and take out somebody and allow somebody else to jump on the football. And, you know, so that was very fortunate for us. But sometimes you make your fortune by giving good effort and hustling, and I think that's what we did.
Talk with Daryl Morse, head football coach at UNK. The defense, talk about what they've been doing. We kind of bring that up every week as they settle in a little bit better.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they played well. We had a move where we jumped off sides and gave them a first down on a punting situation. They ended up scoring a touchdown, and then basically the defense just shut them down the rest of the game until the last 40 seconds or whatever. But the defense kept us in it. There's no question about that. It was a tie game at half, 7-7. And, you know, we needed some things to happen. We needed to make some of our own breaks, and I think that's what we've been doing the last couple, three games where we have been creating some turnovers, and we were able to do that. And then good enough on offense to stick the football in the end zone when we had the opportunities to do that.
Coach, you're off to Bolivar, Missouri this weekend to take on Southwest Baptist. What is their strengths as a football program?
Well, right now, offensively, you know, they're going to try to work the perimeter. They're going to throw the football. They've got a wide receiver that's been, you know, 800-something yards receiving, about 7-8 touchdowns. It's got some good speed, so they're going to try to get the football to him. They're going to throw the bubble screen. They're going to run some screens. They're going to run the jailbreak screen. So they are going to try to get the football in space and then let their skilled people see if they can't make something happen. They're going to try to big play us on defense, so we got to be able to shut off the big play. Defensively, they're not a huge defense, but they play hard. They got a couple of smaller defensive ends, but they run real well and they're quick. And the linebackers are pretty active. So, you know, we've seen some people line up in some heavy formations like we've been doing the last few weeks and eventually have some success. So I think that's probably going to be our game plan again, just to go on the end of the football game and see if we can't wear them out in the first half and then separate ourselves in the second half just by pounding the ball at them.
They, from my understandings right here, Daryl, they started a new quarterback last week. What could you tell from him?
Well, you know, again, he's a kid. They recruit kids that can throw the football. They have a new staff there. The head coach, this is his first year, so I think they're still all trying to figure out what they're looking for, and they're going to recruit to their system. But they're another team that's leaving the MIAA. This is their last year. So, you know, I think they're going to look to throw the football. The kid does throw the ball well. Don't know that he's a great runner, but he is going to throw the ball well. He's got some weapons to get the football, too. So, again, we're going to have to play good pass coverage.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We mentioned the quarterback situation. Any other injuries that are a concern this week?
Well, Jack Douglas comes back after his injury at in the Central Arkansas game, so that's good for us. Kenny Hill and Trajan Alexander were both back last week. So I think for the most part we're a pretty healthy football team right now, minus our starting quarterback. You know, Bronson Marsh was running around in practice today in terms of doing some drills with the trainers, and he felt like that went pretty well. So I'm optimistic that as he continues to do that this week, that maybe next week against Central Missouri, we might actually have Bronson back underneath the center. So we'll just have to wait and see. But pretty healthy, actually.
How's that new assistant coach, Kenny Jackson, been doing for you?
Coach Jackson's done a great job for us. Not only is he a good guy, but very knowledgeable in the passing game. Played Division I football at that level and played wide receiver at that level at Central Florida. So came in with a good pedigree, has had some coaching stints other places, and has brought some little tweaks that we've been able to use in the passing game. Our kids right now aren't getting a lot of balls thrown at them, and sometimes, you know, receivers get a little grumpy about that, but they are blocking their fannies off, and I'm very proud of the fact that our wide receivers have adopted and adapted themselves to that philosophy, and they are doing some good work on the perimeter, getting the tailbacks a few extra yards with some great blocks.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get to lunch or an ice cream treat, whatever it is you guys are going to do today.
Okay, I'm going to go home and tell my mom. No, it's not my mom, it's my wife, whoever she is.
You're going to go see mom for lunch?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Darryl. Thanks, buddy. Good luck this week, folks. It is 466 miles down to Bolivar, Missouri for Saturday afternoon's game. Coach Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. If you're going to lunch, why don't you try the Chicken Coop, where every day they've got a great lunch special Tuesday at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. You can save a little off the salad, whether you want a taco salad or you can get some grilled chicken put together there. They've got a nice selection of that. Whatever you want for lunch. If you want some boneless wings, you can do that. If you want a hamburger, you can do that. You want a Totally Jack burger, you don't have to even wait for Wednesday night. You can have it Tuesday for lunch. They've got pizza. They've got steaks. Had a good steak sandwich over there yesterday for a lunch. And, of course, on Tuesday nights, as you settle in, there is a college football game tonight. You can enjoy 10 flame-broiled wings on wing night with your choice of any of their over a dozen flavors. Just $5. Can't beat it. The Chicken Coop is there for you for family fun, drinks and food. Maybe play a little pool. Maybe have some fun with your friends, your family. It's all there at the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Troutman's Tuesday trivia when we come back.
The Red Sox and Cardinals finished the regular season at 97-65, tied for the best record in baseball.
Swing and a high fly ball left field. That one well hit. It is gone!
Now the two best teams in the major leagues meet in the World Series. Both pitching staffs have been lights out. Will either offense step up or will pitching continue to dominate?
Game one of the World Series, Cardinals and Red Sox, Wednesday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
With partial sunshine and some cloudiness today, we'll see an isolated shower, sprinkle possible, with a high of 56, with northwest winds 10 to 20. Tonight, with variably cloudy skies, we'll head back to a low of 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to our Fanatics Fantasy Football winners this week. Ryan Littner, is that what we got there, Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
All right. He is your winner, gets the $25 gift card to Fanatics. And EJC1 finished second, so be sure to check your ESPN inbox for prize information, how to get it and how to utilize it. And congratulations to Ryan and EJC1. For finishing first and second in our Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. It's up every week. You don't have to do it all year. Maybe you've just moved into the area. Maybe you forgot one week. It's not a season-long point battle here, although we do have a little something going on there at the end of the year. But you can get in every week. You can pick your team, leave it the same, do something different with it. Each week we've got the $25 gift card and the free large pizza for first and second. And then if you're one of the winners, you're entered into a drawing at the end of the year for the $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends from Fanatics. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football banner. We need Luke Hoover on today because all my leagues, the transactions happen overnight tonight. And boy, who do you pick up after all these injuries? Well, Luke Hoover will join us Thursday to make sure you get the right guys in your lineup. Tomorrow, another Husker Lunch. We will be at Cunningham's, and Sean Callahan will be here. He'll have copies of his book. If you'd like to purchase one, it's only $15. He'll autograph it for you or whoever you might want to be giving it to. If it's giving it as a gift, he will autograph it. 100 Things Husker Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's a great book, great read. As we said, you can bop around. It's not like a story where you have to start on page one and go to the end. It's all there for you. But our Husker Lunch tomorrow at Cunningham. Sean Callahan will be there. Bob Jensen to talk the final week of the regular season of high school football. Our Loper Link, Wes Burnt, is going to join us. UNK men's golf coach. They had a heck of a fall season, and we'll talk about that. I mean, it's the greatest fall season in the history of the school. So we'll talk about that and ending it on a win at a 20-team regional event. So awesome, awesome, awesome. That is all coming up tomorrow. Damon, in your social world, you have a story for us today.
Major League Baseball is going to investigate or going to look into banning home plate collisions moving forward. I think it was brought to the attention of with Alex Avila the other night having to be taken out of the game. Tore up his patella tendon on a just got laid out at home, and so obviously with the NFL looking towards player safety, Major League Baseball now is going to look into or investigate whether the play at the plate should now be removed from Major League Baseball.
You're the coach. I grew up playing it. Love watching it. I've said over my time on this show, my opinion on it, I think it is one of the, I have never understood why you can just lower your shoulder. When the catcher has the ball, you're 10 feet away from home plate, why you're allowed to lower your shoulder and run him over when you can't do it at first, second, or third. I've never understood that part of the game. Yeah, ooh, it's exciting. And I've always also felt that as soon as that guy makes contact with the ball, you're out. You're out. You touched him with the ball. You're out. But you have a different opinion about at home plate.
Well, in the NCAA, you're not allowed to have a collision at home plate. And so what I've noticed at and something that I always argue with umpires and NCAA rules people and whatnot is because of the lack of collision at home plate, Grant, you don't want people just leveling other people, but you really put the runner in a very dangerous position because you can't really protect yourself. You're not allowed to raise your arms or, you know, they say it's a malicious move or whatnot. And so it's funny that you can't run into the guy at all or make any sort of contact with the guy who's wearing the pads, who has a mask on, shin guards, chest protector. And so it definitely puts the base runners in a very precarious position, especially at the college level, because the athleticism of the catchers is not the same. And with the sheer velocity of outfield throws that you see at Major League Baseball, things happen in a much more bang-bang manner. The issue that you run into in high school and collegiate baseball is the throws aren't coming in as fast, so the play takes much longer to develop. And so a lot of times you end up having catcher either waiting on the ball and runner coming in, or so the timing of the play is much different at the college and high school level. And so probably to make the longest story short, I applaud the Major League Baseball for looking into it, but it is such a gray area rule that I don't know how. Obviously, the head down, throwing of the shoulders like you saw the other night, that is, you're done. You're ejected and you're out at home plate. That's a no-brainer. But there's going to be a big gray area on what you can and cannot do. And that's what you run into the NCAA level. And a lot of times the officials at the NCAA level are bad beyond any belief. That's not a personal slight on them. You know, they're as good as they can be, I guess. But they have a hard time.
He's not talking about you, Jimmy.
They have a hard time deciphering those gray area plays because usually 9 times out of 10 they're out of position when they have to make that call. So,
dang, I closed the alarm. You were talking about the NCAA.
Yeah.
Again.
I think that without a doubt, though, I think at Major League level, with all that money, you look at what Buster Posey on the San Francisco Giants. I mean, it is time to get that part of the game out of there. I just think it'll be interesting to see how they rule on it moving forward.
It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia to wrap up our Tuesday program. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number if you would like to join us on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. While we get the phone lines lit up, let's remind you we've got high school volleyball tonight on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul. Kearney Catholic win would give them the regular season conference title. A St. Paul win would keep them eligible for the regular season conference title because they still have Wood River and Gibbon to play, and that'll be getting underway around 7:15 tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 from St. Paul. Also tonight, all the Tri-City teams are in action. Kearney is at Columbus, Hastings is at Cozad, Adams Central's at Minden, St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus travel to Lincoln Lutheran for a big-time triangular. Grand Island is in the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament. Northwest is at York, and Central Catholic will be hosting Aurora among the volleyball action tonight. Also, the Crossroads Conference semifinals are in York, and the RPAC Championship game semifinals and finals are tonight in Trenton. Right now, let's get to it. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brooke.
How are we doing?
Good, you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to give you a choice here because we've put together, and by we, I mean our knowledgeable staff here, known as Jeff, the producer. You want a baseball question or you want a football question?
Football.
All right, football it is. The old Big 12 and the old SEC. How many old Big 12 schools are currently ranked in the top 25?
Seven.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. That's right. That is right. That is right. See, there you go. I can't get Baltimore Orioles played in the 79 World Series, but I can get a guess of seven, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. They are Missouri, Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, and Nebraska. No Texas. But seven of those old Big 12s currently in the AP Top 25. Hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up. Jeff will talk to you here and get you that $25 gift card. Great job. Man, I had some other stuff, too. You know what? I'm not even going to get
into
them. I like
this one.
I'm not even going to get into them. I save them for next week.
I like this one.
I like the baseball one.
I'm going to give this one because this was an interesting. First World Series. When was the first World Series when the two teams with the best records, regular season records, played?
And the last time, because as we said at the top of the show, the Cardinals and the Red Sox tied for the best record in baseball. And this is the first time since when that the two best regular season teams made it to the World Series. Epic World Series, by the way.
Yes.
Turned out the wrong way, by the way.
And that was?
1999, when the Yankees defeated the Braves. Kind of put the end to the Bravos, Bravos run, but there's some good stuff out there. By the way, I pulled down the point spreads because we always get ready for Pigskin Pick'em on Friday. But I thought we just had bad NFL football on Sunday and Monday. Listen to some of these spreads for this week. Okay, your Thursday night game is Carolina-Tampa Bay. Eh, maybe. I kind of like this Mike Glennon fella. They're not good, but I think he's got potential. All right, San Francisco-Jacksonville. 17 points, San Francisco favored. Cleveland, Kansas City. Kansas City favored by a touchdown at home. New Orleans is a...
That's in Arrowhead?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
That you know gives anybody you hope, that can get us tickets?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what they tell me? Scalp them. StubHub. New Orleans is a 12.5-point favorite at home against Buffalo. 13-point favorite Denver at home against Washington. 9.5-point favorite Green Bay at Minnesota, and Monday Night Football, Seattle, currently an 11-point favorite over St. Louis, who only has one active quarterback on their roster, and his name is Kellen Clemens. It's at St. Louis. I will say this, if Seattle doesn't go in and pulverize the Rams, they aren't who we thought they, well, they are who they thought I was. Not that great.
Is that the old famous Denny Green? We are who we thought they were.
There you go. There you go. Hey, by the way, Hastings College Broncos Shooting Club going to co-sponsor its first national collegiate shooting meet this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Heartland Public Shooting Park in Grand Island. Over 150 shooters, some of the top teams from the country, including the Division II national champions from last year. You know where that's from? You don't? Come on.
No.
You don't know who won the 2013 D2 Collegiate Clay Target Championships?
No.
Fort Hays State.
Fort Hays State.
Somebody you've heard of, man. Somebody you've actually heard of.
That's how they, that's what they're selling in recruiting.
We still don't care for them, do we?
We don't really have a rivalry with Hays.
Are we going to play them in baseball this year?
Yeah, we do play them in baseball this year.
Okay, that's cool.
Our biggest rival in baseball in my tenure at the University of Nebraska-Kearney was Mesa State.
Yeah. We got, that's where you're going to start the season?
No, it's our second weekend.
Second weekend, but that's the, they got the beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. If you love it so much, why don't you just go there? David Day. Joining us here, thanks to everybody that took part in the Guy Murray Tournament. You still got, I wanted to let you mention about your baseball clinics coming up.
Go to Lopers.com. We got baseball hitting camps going on in November. There's four. They're on the weekends, 2, 9, 16, 23, cool. 24, something like that. So check it out online. There's spots, limited spots still available, but it's a great, great hitting camp.
For all the kids, ages are?
I think it's like 5 years old on up to high school. So
there you go. Damon would love to help your kids get better at baseball with his coaching staff. He'll join us again next Tuesday. Want to thank Daryl Morris and Tony Harper for joining us on today's show. And tomorrow, our Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report and UNK men's golf coach, Westburn. Have a good day.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.